And hi, everybody. By way of introduction to my song, I would like to read some excerpts from an article I've been writing that I'm planning to submit to the Harvard Review. And your comments and criticisms on this paper, on this, you know, would be extremely helpful. I hope that you can write them on paper in detail, please, because if my article's accepted, you can then join me as co-authors in standing proudly in the company of the other published Harvard Review authors, Arthur Miller, Alice Hoffman, David Mamet, Joyce Carol Oates, John Updike, and others. So, I begin. Every year in Brooklyn, where I live, hundreds of women paint their tits green and parade half naked through the streets in the Coney Island Mermaid Parade. Why do they do that? You might ask. Well, is it because they're sluts? Perhaps. Or perhaps they want to get in touch with their inner mermaid, that creature of fabled deadly glamour, human and yet not human, the magical animal that lives deep and hidden in the hearts of us all. Now, thousands of years ago, Homer, a man who knew a thing or two about a thing or two, despite having only a single name, Homer wrote... Homer wrote of Odysseus and his longing to hear the sirens sing. The sea maiden's song still calls us, though few have the ears to hear it. All right, you're supposed to say, ooh, they're not. More recently, 100 years, yeah, thank you. 100 years ago, T.S. Eliot wrote these lines at the end of his famous poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, and I quote, "I grow old, I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk along the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing. Each to each, I do not think that they will sing for me. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea, by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown, till human voices wake us and we drown." The poet T.S. Eliot graduated from Harvard in 1909, and if he had had the ears to hear it, would have clearly been inspired by this popular song from his